Hold my beer while I do this. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A Medicare podcast that sometimes wears a fake mustache. His godfather in Oklahoma fixed the knees of Gale Sayers, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. As Drew McMillan said, this is Doug Jones, your Medicare expert par excellence. He didn't say par excellence. I'm tacking that on there, trying it out to see how it works. Drew McMillan, my nephew, one of my favorite nephews. I don't have that many, but he's our announcer today and always. And the reason he has a lifetime job announcing for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is that he never charges for his services. So that's job security, folks. If you can do something you love and do it for free, then you will not ever lose your job. Drew also has a paying gig. He is a host of a Canadian program about all things boating called Powerboat TV. And if you go to powerboattv.com and look at any of the 2020 episodes that they've got on their website, then you will see Drew in action as one of the two hosts of that show. So, as I said, this is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It's episode number 51. Randy and I crossed a threshold of podcast numerology, and we're headed towards episode 100. We're recording this on April 30th. And we expect to publish it sometime during the month of May. Don't know when that'll be, but anyway, we're very, very pleased to have you with us. And as always, I like to define the lazy man or the lazy lady that this podcast is aimed toward. That would be any person who really isn't that excited about learning about Medicare. I've been hired to do the job for them. I can tell them what I think most people would be happiest with in the Medicare world, and then send them out to purchase that. And in some cases, as our website gets more and more developed, we'll be able to offer those products in-house. And because of Randy Carson's excellent web design skills and way of designing widgets, as he calls them, we might be able to satisfy the shopping needs of all of our lazy men and lazy lady listeners. Hiya, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a terrific day. It's a sunny day, but it's partly cloudy here in the foothills in Cave Creek, Arizona. So it's not quite as hot as it has been. And I've got a Corvette out in the garage calling my name. It's got parts scattered all around it, and it's asking me to put those parts on it. So I am actually not going to be able to hang around in the pool halls because of the Chinese virus, so I might as well be out in the garage putting parts on the Corvette.
Given the fact, Doug, that the weather is improving as we speak, we really need to put some focus on getting that vet on the road.
I'm with you. It's been up on jack stands for months now, and haven't been in a hurry, but I'm starting to feel the itch.
Oh, my gosh.
Feel the need for speed.
I'd be out there sleeping in that car, you know, waiting for it to run again.
That would be a little bit over the top, I would think, but it's I sleep next to it sometimes, and I hear it purring, going, Doug is here.
That's right. Absolutely. I just cannot wait for you to get that thing put back together so we can go on an inaugural run through Cave Creek, and I can wave at all my constituents at the chip.
Are those the people that assault you? That accost you?
So we're going to have to go by fast because, you know, they may actually run out in the street.
But they're typically demanding mailbag items, aren't they? Isn't that what they?
Yes, they are.
So
they are.
It's It's like Bill Cosby said when he was playing football against some team of giants. He said, throw some meat at them. Maybe they'll eat that.
That's right. That's right. I do have an interesting little fun fact for you today, since we're going to be talking about fun facts of Medicare Advantage plans.
Let's hear it.
Had you heard that? What's the difference between a Medicare Advantage plan and playing the lottery?
I'm guessing that when you play the lottery, you win big. But when you buy a Medicare Advantage plan, you're a loser.
You're close. When you play the lottery, you have a one in a million chance of winning something. With a Medicare disadvantage plan, you have none.
Well, oh, boy, that's harsh. That's harsh. There are a lot of actuaries and insurance salespeople out there that are not laughing right now.
I'm sure. But as you've said 100 times, Doug, it's a great plan until you need it.
That's right. God, that's one of the elements of my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. Medicare Advantage plans are terrific until you need to use them. And then typically what happens is the person who has a decline in their health conditions and wants better coverage is not able to qualify to get a better Medicare supplement plan. Medicare supplement is what I always recommend. And if you start out with a Medicare supplement, you never have to worry about getting too sick, because you have to qualify for Medicare supplement in most cases when you buy one, if you don't do it right away when you're first eligible. So, you know, I try to steer people away from Medicare Advantage plans in most cases. And I ran across kind of a sad fact and a news item that has pointed up, I think, the veracity of my advice in that area. There's a fairly large health care provider in the Southeast United States. It's in Georgia, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida. And in fact, ironically, it's called Southeast Health. It's in those three states. They have a staff of 2,700 people. I assume they have hospitals in those locations. And apparently they're an important provider of Medicare and medical services for all ages and all people in those areas. They have been a network provider for the Anthem. It used to be Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Maybe that's what they still call it. Anthem is a huge insurance company, but they offer not just Medicare supplements, which don't have any networks of doctors and hospitals. You can go where you want, but they also offer Medicare Advantage plans, which are HMOs. You must use the doctors and hospitals in their booklet, on their list. Otherwise, you have to pay for your own medical treatment from dollar one if you don't go to the doctors and the hospitals on the list that they give you when you sign up for an Anthem Medicare Advantage plan or any Medicare Advantage HMO plan. So Southeast Health was a choice that patients could use, Anthem-insured people could use in those areas, Georgia, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida. And they have had contract disputes that have broken down. And so the announcement was at the end of May, Southeast Health, as an organization, is leaving the list of preferred providers on the Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO plans, and their customers are now not going to be able to avail themselves of the services of any Southeast Health providers. Now, the unfortunate part here is that the customers insured by Anthem are stuck with the Anthem plan, even though their doctors are gone. So until the end of the year, when there's open enrollment again, starting October 15th, these poor people have no recourse. If they are using Anthem insurance and the HMO providers they've chosen are Southeast Health, then those people are gone. Those doctors are gone, and they're going to have to find somebody else. I know I wouldn't like it if I had to change doctors in the middle of the stream. My doctors know all about me, and I'm not, I wouldn't be excited. I don't like changing dentists. My dentist just retired, and I'm thinking, how long can I go without going to see another dentist just because I don't want some strange guy's hands in my mouth? Well, the Anthem customers who used to rely on Southeast Health are not going to be able to rely on them for services anymore. And it's just a sad state of affairs that their insurance plan that they purchased in good faith at the end of last year has changed and become something that they didn't bargain for. Now, that led me into a thinking, I've got a list of facts about Medicare Advantage plans. And I thought, what the heck, why not kill a little time? Because that's what broadcasting and podcasting consists of, killing time, killing our time and killing your time. Now that we've lured you here, we're happy to have you. But, you know, some of it is going to be more useful than others. But I've got this list of Medicare Advantage facts that was compiled in 2019. By Gretchen Jacobson, Meredith Freed, Anthony D'Amico, and Tricia Newman Follow. They are, that's a four-man team, and they put together a thick report full of facts and figures about Medicare Advantage plans. So this is almost a year old, and it may not be as germane now as it was last year, but as of 2019, it says enrollment in Medicare Advantage had nearly doubled over the past decade. The government is really working hard to lure people into Medicare Advantage plans by throwing more and more money at the plans. And as we all know, if you purchase a Medicare Advantage plan, especially at the end of the year during open enrollment, that plan starts January 1st and is good for the following year. But the government has given money to an insurance company who then tries to lure you into accepting coverage with that plan. If you accept coverage in that plan, you have given up voluntarily your rights to Medicare Part A and Part B. You've given up the financial protections that Medicare has for you, and you've gone on the insurance company's list of clientele.
So, Doug, I am confused. So, you say the government is involved in trying, and at least at some level, financially supporting a private company to try to get them business.
The government feels that having Medicare, which I should back up, I think the government made a huge mistake when Medicare was enacted in the 1960s by setting up their own insurance company. They have their own actuaries, they have their own doctors, they have their own medical expertise. They are an insurance company for Medicare, the Medicare insurance company. I think what the government should have done then was what they're doing with Medicare Advantage plans now, which is instead of creating a huge bureaucracy and building giant buildings and filling them with nameless, faceless automatons, what they should have done was just paid for each of the Medicare participants to defray the excess cost. Because as we learned, Medicare came into being because it cost more for older people to buy health insurance than it does for middle-aged or younger people, by a long shot. Because older people are the ones who use the insurance. So if you've got an 80-year-old, that's going to cost that person a lot more money to buy a health insurance plan than it would for a 30-year-old or a 40 or a 20-year-old. So the government could have just written checks to defray the additional cost of being old and owning private medical insurance, but they didn't do that. They said, we're going to set up a whole bureaucracy because it was a bunch of Democrats in charge, frankly. And so they created this huge machine called Medicare. Now they have created a parallel machine called Medicare Advantage, which allows them to have a small cadre of employees just write checks for each of the enrollees in a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's how the money gets to the plan. And then the people are lured to the plan with the promise of all kinds of little extra goodies. But it's basically the government giving the money to the plan that allows the plan to stay afloat. Did that explain it at all? I mean, I can see where you're confused.
You've
got big giant wrinkles on your forehead.
I have big giant wrinkles on my forehead right now because I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying.
In other words, it's not sinking in.
You get extra little doodads. You mean like Joe Namath?
Joe Namath has quite a list of doodads that he says they have offered him.
Now they're going to take him to lunch. They're going to take him to the doctor. They're going to pick him up. They're going to do all that.
He's going to find out that those doodads are only available for people that are on welfare. All the doodads that he lists are not really available to the average person with average financial resources that signs up for a Medicare Advantage plan. Those are going to be contained in special needs plans. And if you ain't got a special need, you ain't got the plan that Joe Namath talks about.
I understand now.
They do have some doodads that Medicare supplement plans do not include. Dental insurance. But, you know, it's kind of a limited dental insurance plan. Just like the doctor's part is an HMO, you can only go to a certain doctor's. The dental part is an HMO, you can only go to certain dentists. So you might have to change dentists if you take a Medicare Advantage plan just for that reason. It also would be limited coverage. It could just be for checkups and not for any services like fillings and crowns and that kind of thing. The dental coverage could be very disappointing. Some plans better than others. Most plans include drug coverage. But on the other hand, if the drug coverage that they offer you isn't designed to give you good coverage for the drugs that you actually take, then you're going to be paying more money out of your pocket. Plus, Medicare Advantage plans have, well, we could go through the whole list of 10. Remember, we did them backwards like David Letterman. There are at least 10 good reasons why Medicare Advantage plans are less advantageous than Medicare supplement plans. One of those is they can change in the middle of the year, and you can't say a thing about it. You're stuck with them until the end of the year, unless you move to a different state, in which case you can have a new plan.
Well, you know, you used a situation, an example earlier in this podcast. You talk about changing. Yeah, the people that were using Anthem for one of their providers, they changed. They have nothing.
Okay. Well, they have to go find new providers, and there may be a lot fewer of them now that this giant medical facility is closed up, or at least gone away.
My comparison or my analogy between buying a Medicare Advantage plan and playing the lottery wasn't all that off.
No, it was entertaining, and proper decorum tells me that I should frown and maybe even point my finger and go tisk tisk. But in reality, you were not too far from the truth.
Well, I speak the truth, Pocahontas.
Yes. Well, in this case, you did speak some truth because there are people who wind up on the losing end, the short end of the stick, as it were. And in this case, patients who have loyally stayed with Southwest Health and bought their Medicare Advantage plans from Anthem, those people are kind of out in the cold if they need medical treatment between now and open enrollment on October 15th when they can choose a new plan that Southwest Health might still participate in. And you know something? Southwest Health could come back to Anthem at some point in the future. These things are constantly in flux. Now, if you had a Medicare supplement plan, everything is cast in stone legally forever as long as you pay your premium. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can single you out for a big rate increase because you have, you got crossed eyes or something or a hangnail, and it's going to cost you a lot more money to be treated by doctors. A Medicare supplement provides solid coverage from day one that never changes as long as you live and as long as you pay your premium. Whereas a Medicare Advantage plan can change out from under you and all of a sudden be less than satisfactory, certainly less desirable than the plan you thought you were buying at the beginning of that year. So I've got all these stupid facts about Medicare Advantage plans. Do we really care about Medicare Advantage plans enough to kill time, or is there any other activity we should maybe be doing that the audience would like to have us do?
You have successfully, again, described all the reasons that you want to stay away from a Medicare Advantage plan.
But you put it in short, succinct, you know, terms that everybody can understand.
Yeah.
The lottery.
Time I go through this with you, Doug. Oh, that means...
Even the crickets aren't happy.
That means that we are running out of gasoline in the Corvette here.
Oh, I was reaching into the mailbag to grab a handful of stuff, but you're saying we don't have time to do that?
We have had way too much fun
describing
all the reasons you don't want a Medicare Advantage plan. But as I was saying, every time you take me through that, it raises my hackles once again that such things are on the market. Because the average individual, I'm telling you, doesn't understand when you pay nothing, you get nothing.
That's right. And we kind of get what we pay for. And in my professional opinion, Medicare Advantage plans are terrific insurance plans until you need to use them. And that's when we run into some unhappiness. Not for everybody, but often enough that it's kind of a sad state of affairs for some of our fellow Medicare participants.
Especially when you don't understand and you were sold somewhat of a bill of goods, then when you do need it, then you figure out you've got nothing. That just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you know something? You're supposed to be avoiding that by following the rules. They talk about a compliant sales presentation, which involves somebody sitting you down, a salesperson sitting you down, going through a book that has about 95 pages that tells you everything you're supposed to say about every Medicare Advantage plan so that you have a complete understanding of this complex thing with a lot of moving parts. If they do that successfully, A, you will have gone into a coma before they finish.
Yes.
And B, there's a Department of Government functionaries. They're busy sharpening their pencils to rewrite that book every goddamn year.
And yes,
so
I know.
Therefore, we...
I should bring an attorney with me when I'm going through this. And they wouldn't even understand it, Doug.
They would say, let me take this under advisement.
That's right.
mail in the $100 and I'll talk to you about it later on.
That's right. You got that right.
It's kind of sad, but if you read my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, in audio, in paperback, and in ebook, Kindle versions, then I think you'll have a pretty good grasp as to why I recommend Medicare supplement plans for most of my clients. It's a rare client that I would ever recommend. It's, in fact, so rare it's never happened yet. And I'm really, really old, so it's not likely to happen anytime soon. But Medicare supplement, I always am confident in recommending to people.
Well, the tank is running on fumes here. We need to run this down. We don't need to shut it off, but run it down as quickly as possible.
Let's plug a few things, shall we?
What's that?
Let's plug a few things.
Yeah, you really need to go to Amazon.com. You need to order up Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. You'll never regret it. You can have it in a paperback version. You can have it in a Kindle version. As we've said the last couple podcasts, you can even get it in an audio version now. So if you want to fall asleep listening to Medicare in your ears, you can do it.
And in addition to that, we have our wonderful MedicareForTheLazyMan.com website where there's all kinds of information about Medicare and the opportunity to purchase your Medicare supplement coverage, depending on what state you live in. It's a growing capability that we have there. Thank you for designing that magnificent website, Randy. always a work in progress.
It was all your brainchild. All I did was put a little mechanism underneath it.
Well, it was a smashing success. I'm so pleased that we have it. And if you have questions for us, perhaps you wonder why Randy occasionally goes silent, and that would be because his eyelids slam shut every time I say the word Medicare. You might be curious about that, so write us at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. We would love to address your questions whenever you feel like sending them in. So that's probably it for today then, huh?
It is. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We know it. You could have been anywhere, but during the COVID lockdown, you can't be anywhere. So thanks for spending your time listening to our podcast. Without you, it's no fun at all. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones with Medicare for the LazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.